Hurricane Sandy, which hit the United States East Coast in October last year, was the second costliest storm in U.S. history, causing widespread damage and killing 285 people. At the time, some blamed meteorologists for not accurately predicting the path of the storm. But weather forecasting is extremely difficult, says Ben Krieger, director of central operations at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Centers for Environmental Prediction in College Park, Maryland.
Okay, you've got major patterns in the atmosphere, like the jet stream, but you've also got little eddies and little currents, little things happening all over the place, all these little changes are interacting with each other continuously all day long. So if you look at it from above, from a satellite, you see the atmosphere moving and churning in big ways and little ways.
Krieger says oceans are another factor because they closely interact with the atmosphere and have a huge effect on storms. In order to improve reliability of its forecasts, NOAA, as it's called, spent about $20 million on two new supercomputers, which started building models of the weather patterns on July 25th.
Because these computers generate the initial model guidance that the whole forecast process depends on for all the weather information that you see with snowstorms, tornadoes, hurricanes, how hot it's going to be today. All of your weather forecasts start with what comes off of these supercomputers.
The computational power needed to analyze data from weather satellites, ground stations, and other sources to predict temperature, air pressure, humidity, and wind speed is enormous. But human brains and experience are still crucial. Meteorologists at the National Centers for Environmental Prediction scan the same data the supercomputers get before issuing a forecast.
They're looking at lots of different models that run off different computers, and then they're creating that five-day or whatever forecast. They use lots of scientific and subjective knowledge from doing it year after year. They know where the models are strong, they know where they're weak, and they give us a significantly better forecast than the models would all by themselves.
NOAA issues worldwide forecasts every 6 hours, every single day of the year. The access is free to the benefit of many countries that cannot afford their own weather service. But NOAA is not stopping there. The next upgrade of its weather-predicting supercomputers is planned for as early as 2015. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.